Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India and Australia to co-chair 16th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue in New Delhi today. New Delhi to host 7th meeting of the National Security Advisors of Colombo Security Conclave to strengthen regional security in Indian Ocean region. India extends visa on arrival facility for UAE nationals at 3 more international airports of Cochin, Calicut and Ahmedabad. At least 26 people killed after Russian drone and missile hit western Ukraine. And 56th edition of International Film Festival of India to begin in Goa today. Japan is the country of focus this year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 16th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia Penny Yong in New Delhi today. Ms. Yong arrived in the national capital yesterday to attend the dialogue. The visit offers an opportunity to build on the various facets of India-Australia comprehensive strategic partnership. In an official statement, Ms. Yong said comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Australia reflect the deep alignment and shared vision for peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. She added that India and Australia will look to enhance the cooperation across cyber and strategic technology, trade, maritime security, defence and people-to-people ties. She further added that both the countries are working bilaterally through the Quad and multilateral institutions to advance the collective security and prosperity. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will host his counterparts from member states, including Maldives, Mauritius, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, at the 7th meeting of the National Security Advisors, NSAs, of the Colombo Security Conclave in New Delhi today. Seychelles will participate as an observer state, while Malaysia has been invited as a guest. The Colombo Security Conclave was formed to promote closer cooperation between member states on vital matters of security and to strengthen partnership for enhancing regional security in the Indian Ocean region. In keeping with this vision and objective, the 7th meeting of the NSAs will be an opportunity for participants to review the activities under the different pillars of cooperation. These include maritime safety and security, countering terrorism and radicalization, combating transnational organized crime, cybersecurity and protection of critical infrastructure, and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, and discuss the roadmap and action plan for 2026. Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav highlighted the importance of cooperative mechanisms at a time when the world is seeking scalable, equitable, and technology-driven climate solutions. The minister said while addressing the 11th Joint Crediting Mechanism, JCM Partner Countries, meeting in Belém, Brazil. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, 30th Conference of the Parties, COP30. Mr. Yadav emphasized that mechanisms such as the JCM offer a significant pathway to strengthen global climate action while supporting national priorities, particularly for developing countries. He also noted that India and Japan share a long-standing partnership rooted in trust, technology cooperation and a shared commitment to sustainable development. India has expanded its visa on arrival VOA facility for UAE nationals to include Cochin, Calicut and Ahmedabad international airports. With this move, UAE citizens will now have access to visa on arrival at 9 major entry points across India. Earlier, this facility was available at centres in New Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kochi. We have more from a correspondent.
This facility of visa on arrival is available exclusively to UAE nationals who have previously obtained an Indian e-visa or a regular paper visa. Travellers are required to fill out the visa on arrival application form upon arrival and submit it along with the disembarkation card, which can also be completed online through the Indian government's e-visa portal or Indian Visa Suswagatham mobile application. UAE citizens arriving in India under this scheme may stay up to 60 days and can enter for tourism, business, conferences or medical purposes. This visa allows double entry with 60-day period. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. In Ukraine, at least 26 people were killed and many other missing after a Russian drone and missile attack overnight in the western Ukrainian city of Ternopil. Ukraine's Interior Minister Ihor Klymenko said 26 people were still missing after the overnight strikes, including three children. He added nearly 100 people had been hurt. Russia launched the attack as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled for talks in Turkey, intended to help revive peace negotiations with Russia after a short tour to European capitals. Zelensky urged allies to increase pressure on Russia to end this nearly four-year-old war in Ukraine, including by providing Kyiv with more air defense missiles. Germany will not achieve its own 3.5% defense spending target by 2029. Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said as the country ramps up spending in the wake of Russia's war with Ukraine. Germany's defense spending will only be 3.05% of the gross domestic product GDP that year. A NATO summit in The Hague this year agreed that allies will reach a new spending target of 5% of GDP by 2035. The target is made up of 3.5% in the defense budget and another 1.5% of the defense-related spending. The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, is all set to roll out the red carpet, with the festival kick-starting from today. The closing ceremony will be held on November 28, 2025. The Waves Film Bazaar will be formally inaugurated by Minister of State, Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, at around 11 a.m. today, hours before the festival opens with the first-of-its-kind grand parade, replacing the traditional indoor opening ceremony. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant and Secretary Minister of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju will also be present on the occasion. Goa's Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant inspected the venue last evening, ensuring everything is in order for the mega event. Our correspondent captures the 3 hours before IFFI 2025 kickstarts.
The wait is finally over. As the curtains part on IFFI 2025, the city of Goa has transformed into a canvas of cinematic dreams. IFFI 2025 is all set to enthrall all cinephiles from across the globe. The Curtain Raiser Parade is a symphony of colors, a kaleidoscope of cultures, and a celebration of the magic of cinema. With every step, the rhythm of the parade echoes the beat of creativity. The air is alive with anticipation as the who's who of the film fraternity gather to witness the inauguration of this grand spectacle. As the curtains rise, the world is invited to revel in the magic of film. The festival promises to be an unforgettable experience, screening over 240 films from 81 countries. Japan is the country of focus this year. Some icons of cinema like Guru Dutt, Raj Khosla, Ritwik Ghatak, P. Bhanumati, Bhupen Hazarika and Salil Chaudhary will be honored as well, while 50 years of Rajinikanth will be given a befitting tribute. For the very first time, an AI film hackathon is being held too. IFFI Fiesta, featuring music, live performances and theatrical storytelling, is something that everyone is watching out for. With its rich cultural heritage and stunning beaches, Goa is the perfect host for the cinematic extravaganza. This is Saira Mushtaba, Akashwani News, Goa.
In badminton, Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and Aegis Pranoy reached the second round of the men's singles in the Australian Open Super 500 badminton tournament at Sydney yesterday. Paris Olympics 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya defeated Chinese Taipei's Su Li Yang by 21-17-21-13 scoreline to advance to the next round. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian Australia to co-chair 16th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue in New Delhi today. New Delhi to host 7th meeting of the National Security Advisors of Colombo Security Conclave to strengthen regional security in Indian Ocean region. India extends visa and arrival facility for UAE nationals at 3 more international airports of Cochin, Calicut and Ahmedabad. At least 26 people killed after Russian drone and missile hit western Ukraine. And 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India to begin in Goa today. Japan is a country of focus this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.